Hello listeners, welcome to Business Line Podcast. This is your host Anjana. In this episode, we decode the placement puzzle at IIT Bombay amidst the backdrop of a global slowdown. Recently, media reported that around 36% of the students of IIT Bombay are finding it difficult to get placed in companies. What are the possible reasons behind it? Join us as we speak to A.R. Ramesh, CEO, TeamLease Degree Apprenticeship, to uncover the factors influencing job prospects for students in one of India's premium institutions. Let's explore the potential pathways forward in this challenging environment. So, the very first question, Ramesh, here is that can we consider the global slowdown as one of the major reasons behind the struggle to get placed, even for the students of a premium institution?
Anjana, thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. So, it's a pleasure talking to you. And we'll dive down right to the question.
Sure.
So, I'll just start with the kind of factors which are playing out in the world. And then I'll try to answer that question from that perspective.
Sure.
See, there are a lot of factors which is very positive for India. The GDP growth, if you see the latest one, that's very positive. People are either maintaining the stand or even giving a better outlook.
Okay.
So from that perspective, if you see, India is on a growth trajectory. Second is, if you look at the employment unemployment rates, it has actually come down.
Okay.
Data suggests that unemployment has come down.
Oh.
Now, at the same time, it is also true that premium colleges like IIT, Bombay, Delhi is at 40% not placed. IIT Bombay is at about 33% is what we read as on April 4th. So, I think that is also true. So, this is this conundrum of one end where you look at unemployment still not bad, or going from bad to worse. But at the same time, the premium colleges, there has been no placements. So that's the kind of trend we're seeing. So the first thing I would like to say is there is a very positive momentum for India, not just because of the fact that we are self-sufficient.
Okay.
But I think we are investing in a lot of areas which are key cutting edge technologies, like in the space research, or be it in the green space, be it solar, or be it anything to do with going with green hydrogen fuels, etc. Government has also come up with the semiconductor. There's a lot of buzz which is going on that.
Okay.
So if you look at it, I think there's a lot of investment going on in the right areas, and the opportunities in front of us look very good. So
okay.
I think this is only a blip. So first thing is, everything is fine. Things are moving in the right direction.
Right.
And I think India has a great prospect from a career perspective to offer.
Okay. So you just wanted to say that it's just another phase.
Yes. But yes, this year what has happened is the global slowdown and the macroeconomic conditions are making the MNCs go a little slow. So the shift is happening in specific industries and for companies which are probably global headquartered and are looking for talent from these kind of premium institutes.
Sure.
Now, I wouldn't say that it's only IT services, because IT services typically are not even there in these kind of premium colleges. You see either consulting firms which are there, or you even look at core companies, be it any of the core mechanical or core chemical like ExxonMobil. So those are the kind of companies which go for hiring to these kind of institutes.
Okay.
So the IT services is a very small part.
Okay.
Now, whatever roles which are relevant for the Indian market, I think there has been quite a bit of interest, and there's been a lot of hiring that's happened. Now, I would attribute our good economy and the success of India playing out to the, if 33% is only not placed, then 67% has already got placed. So I would contribute a lot of this economic activity within India for that contribution of 67%. Now, second thing is we are also seeing that placements are actually happening a little later. So if you look at TCS, TCS actually went in phase two only for from an IT services perspective to a lot of colleges. Of course, their packages are only between 6 and 11 lakhs is what I read. But if you look at premium IITs, they contribute their average will be about 20 lakhs, and the other IITs and NITs will be between 10 and 20 lakhs. So that's the kind of packages, and IT services firms don't offer that kind of packages. So I wouldn't say that the global economic factor is not playing out. It is playing out. It is playing out for MNCs. It is playing out in different industries where you need talent across the globe, and across the globe there's a slowdown. So if you look at it, you even hear that large consulting firms are letting go people across the world. Forget the technology giants. So even that is coming out in the newspapers. So obviously economy is the global economy, and the factors of macroeconomic conditions like the war, etc., are playing out, and that is one of the reasons for sure. But I would say that this is not going to last forever. You will see a rebound, is the message.
I have a question as a continuation to this. So we were talking about big tech giants who are actually seeking their employees from campuses, and we are actually focusing more on the tech giants like TCS or Infosys. But would you suggest the students to go for startups then, after finishing their degree in a situation like this?
See, I would say that when you choose startups, and this is a very personal view, you really need to look at the kind of funding and the kind of backing the startups have. Now, you really have to do a lot of analysis. You have to see how sound the processes are, and how much of real money is there, and how much of debts they are riding on. Because if you see the story around what has happened for startups in the last 1.5 years, there's been bloodbath. So at one point of time, Baiju's was the most coveted, but now look at what is going on in the news. So you really need to be careful when you pick up jobs with startups, and it is not that you should not go to a startup, but only make sure that you do your homework. You really get convinced about the business they are working on, the idea they are working on, the kind of funding, the kind of backing, and the kind of management practices that you get to know. Now, will you get all this information on a platter? It's not going to be easy. So you'll have to make an informed decision with the best of information which is available. But on an overall scale, if you want to take a bet, I would surely advise that be careful when you pick up a startup.
So I was talking to one of my friends recently, and he's a student from IIM, and I just want to bring in a comparison here. And he was also telling me how tough was it for him to get a placement just for an internship. To get an internship, he actually struggled through. So is it an indication that companies have made their hiring process a little tougher, or is it just a part of the slowdown, or is it just another phase? Any explanation on the lines of how companies have tweaked their hiring process in the recent times?
Sure. See, first, let me decouple what you said. I think you should not look at internships and final placements in the same lens.
Lens. All right,
The reason why I'm saying that is internships are very short-term interventions.
Correct, correct.
They are looking at 1 month, 2 months, or maximum 2.5 months kind of tenure. So companies also look for some amount of longevity and commitment, because that I think is expected, and it's fair to expect from a company that you need the person to pick up a few things. For example, even to get properly inducted into a company, it takes almost 6 months. So is 2 months too short a time? Is something they will rightfully think. I don't think I will connect internships with final placements. So I'll go to the second part of your question, which is, are the hiring processes getting tweaked? And is it becoming more complex? So I would think that they are doing the hiring processes like normal, but they're being very selective. So I know that today a lot of companies give weightage more to practical experience also. So even when they go to these premium institutes, they not only look at the academic credentials, probably they do some kind of a group discussion or some kind of a presentation also. But apart from that, they also look at all kinds of internships and projects the students have done. So if someone has worked with UN on a project, or someone has worked with a global MNC on and enrolling themselves as internships, a lot of these opportunities are also available on LinkedIn, etc. So I think those add a lot of value. Now, what happens is, and what has happened this year is, they are being more selective because their numbers, they don't want to overhire. Even in India, they are looking at what is happening on the macroeconomic conditions. That is one part. Second part is looking at the bloodbath around in startups, what has happened. Everybody is being cautious about hiring. So people are being cautious, but I wouldn't say the hiring process have got tweaked so much and become very complex. I wouldn't say.
That makes a lot of sense and a lot of clarity. But there's a question here. So, does it also mean that it is the lack of a good syllabus or proper skills training that has led to this kind of a situation?
See, okay, I will answer this question a little differently. And I will also tell you the reason why I'm answering so. See, my firm belief is that education has two pillars. Okay, the two pillars of education is one is theoretical, the other one is practical. You can say theory, classroom training as one, the other one is vocational, which is on the job. So these are the two pillars, which is very important for any education and for anyone to be successful post-education and become employable, because that's extremely important. Now, traditionally, if you look at it, India has a huge experience and a wealth of theory. So the kind of theory that is taught in colleges, the kind of courses that are offered, all these are plenty in nature. So now what happens is this alone good enough for a person to become ready and start working as soon as he or she enters the new work environment? Will invariably hear from all HR that people need at least 6 months for them to get ready to become project ready or contribute to the success of the organization, if not 1 year. So what is the gap? The gap is the skills part, the vocational part, or the on-the-job training. So the new education policy, if you look at it today, 2020, the new education policy says that you need to have vocational and on-the-job training, and there are credits to the education framework which are being assigned to that as well. So that is not completely implemented today as we speak. It has just started getting implemented. So I think it will take some more time. But I think that is a very, very important move by the government to ensure that people are ready in terms of becoming employable. So that is the first thing. Now, second thing is, are we saying that if we give a complete vocational or on-the-job experience, it will become extremely successful? I think I don't agree or succumb to that view as well, because if you look at the 1961 Apprenticeship Act, typically the Apprenticeship Act talks about anybody who is a student or a 10th or 12th pass or an ITI or a graduate can do apprenticeship for a stipulated period of time. There are various rules to that. Someone can do it for 1 year, 3 years, 6 months, but not more than 3 years.
Right.
Now, if you actually embrace apprenticeship alone as defined in the 1961 Act, what happens is, yes, the person gets skilled, but that person gets skilled for that job he or she is trained for. Now, is that person able to move forward in their career? Have they got the right kind of thinking, critical thinking skills which they should have? Are they able to look at different perspectives with this kind of a vocational training alone? I don't think they're able to do that. They will never be able to do that. For that, you really have to sharpen your intellect by going through educational theory.
Okay.
So, a very important blend to the education system is that the right blend or balance between theory and vocational, which is more theory and practical, needs to happen. And this needs to be adopted much better.
Okay.
So I think that is, and that's why we call ourselves as degree apprenticeship, because we don't offer just apprenticeship. We offer education formally along with vocational training so that a person becomes employable and he or she is able to seamlessly move into the corporate culture.
Okay.
So that's the thought process from an education perspective.
Got it. Just curious, is it also because of an increase in batch size in IITs that they are unable to provide placements?
See, 100% that will be also a reason, because I also read that the batch size is increased by 20%.
Yeah.
So there is an increase in batch size. So if you look at the absolute numbers, maybe that it is not way off from what happened in 2023. Of course, if you rewind to 2021, 22, immediately after the pandemic, there was a huge hype that was created, and it was almost like a bubble.
Right.
Where there were so many jobs. So I think things are first moderating now. Second is, at the same time, I think with the batch size increase, the demand is growing up to the tune of, within the India business, 6 to 8% whatever growth is happening. As per the GDP, I think in commensurate to that, I'm sure that there are more jobs, because we don't see unemployment rate going up at all.
Correct.
But at the same time, I would think that if your batch size goes up, and it is gone up by 20%, whereas your GDP is only going up by 6-7%.
Correct.
There will be a gap. So, yes, that could be a contributing factor to the placements not happening.
Since it's a premium institute, is it also because students are not going to settle for certain kind of salary expectations? You know, when we join a company after studying in a very big institute, in a premium institute, students tend to have a kind of a leniency to certain kind of packages, or they expect high packages, and corporates or companies may not be in a position to afford it. So do you think, is it because of a conflict of interest or expectation differences that has led to this kind of a scenario?
No, and one is, from a student perspective, I think it is a very fair expectation. No? Because the people have put in so much hard work.
Correct.
In their 12th standard or PU2 or whatever you call it.
Yes.
That 2 years before joining college, they've really put in so much hard work. And even before, probably they were among the bright students.
Correct.
And that has helped them get into a premium college.
Correct.
Now, it is right for them to have an expectation that this is the kind of salary my seniors got. Now, with inflation adjustment, I should at least get so much. So I think the expectations are there, like you rightly said. There is no wishing that away.
Yes.
And at the same time, if you look at companies, I wouldn't broad brush it to all sectors.
Correct.
But surely, if you look at it in IT services or in the IT market, where you see that there is quite a bit of stress on the profit and loss because of the global conditions. So I'm sure that they will not be able to afford, IT and ITES are not able to afford the kind of numbers before. Last 3 quarters, continuously, they've been having a downturn in the total number of employees.
Exactly.
So first, they don't have enough space to hire more people, which is why the numbers have come down. Second is, even on packages, the more they pay, then obviously their P&L will be under stress. So 100%, I don't think they will be able to afford so much. So because of which, in fact, that's why I said IT services are not among the preferred companies at all in these kind of premium institutes, because they are not able to afford the kind of expectations which these kids have. But now look at even global MNCs like investment banks, which have set up, for example, I'm not talking about specific customers, but you can take names like be it Visa or Chase or any of these large conglomerates who have a office in India, or even the consulting firms, the big four. Now, they are the people who will be able to afford this kind of talent at that price point. Now, at the same time, you're also seeing on the big fours, there is a effort to reduce the headcount across the globe. So that's been in the news for the last 1 week. Now, with these conditions playing out, obviously, I don't think these kind of companies usually will reduce the salaries. But what they will do is they will take lesser numbers. So that means that people will not get a job. Now, are you willing to compromise? Are you willing to wait? Are you willing to get your degree, finish your degree, and then come out and take a stab at the open market? So those are things which is something every student has to answer for themselves and take the best bet.
How do you understand or how do you analyze the placement scenario this year across educational institutes?
See, I would think that if you look at it from an IIT or the top IITs and the second tier IITs, I think the placement is lower than the last year. So that's how I also see it. But at the same time, there is an increase in batch size of about 20%. So if you look at the absolute numbers, there is not more than a 10-15% deviation, and the semester or the year is still not over. Even from March, placements are still happening. So I know that there are companies which are still hiring even as we speak today. The numbers are not yet frozen. So will this gap get bridged? There is a high possibility that because the unemployment rate is not going up, I think it's a good possibility that all the kids will get placed closer to the date. And at least that's what the universities and educational institutes are saying, that it is still happening and we see that it is moving in the right direction. So from that perspective, I think it is happening. Now, second tier colleges, what is happening is, for example, there are a lot of colleges, maybe you can take examples in the South, which are not the premium IIT or NIT. But they offer packages of between 5 and 9 lakhs to a lot of students. So the employment there has been pretty good. There has not been too much of dip. And I think overall it is pretty good from those institutes as well. But the companies which are going there are probably different. I have statistics of a particular university down south. Where the average package is 9 lakhs or 8.54 lakhs for another university. Where they've got placements of almost 2,500 numbers, 750 numbers for another large university. And I think that their percentage of placement is pretty good now. Similar to what is getting in the IITs are slightly better. So there are different categories of pay. Companies offer, and they choose the right colleges to go to based on the tier of the colleges, and then they take a call. So that's what I'm seeing in the market.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Ramesh, for joining with us today. It was a pleasure to have you with us. I'm sure the listeners would have gained a lot of insights from this conversation.
Pleasure talking to you, Anjana. Thank you so much.